This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:05. Bold, B-O-L-D, bold. Text the word bold to 72881. By the end of the hour, you'll have a chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881, and the code word is BOLD. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. BOLD is your first word today. We do this 12 times a day. We have a movie review today.
Oh, thank you.
Peak for the week on Thursdays.
Yes, Red Sparrow, everyone. I'm going to mention that real fast, and then we're going to...
Oh, that's the one I want to hear about.
Oh, Death Wish.
I want to hear about that, too. That looks good.
I want to hear all about Red Sparrow.
Like, I know.
Everything there is to know about it.
Yeah, we should ask him questions.
That's a bad idea.
Why did you sleep through it or something?
No, it's just not a pleasant film.
But it's J-Law. It's important.
Yeah.
Is that more important than Bruce?
Than Bruce Willis?
I think so.
I don't know. Well, anyway, it's coming up at 9 o'clock. Everyone be sure to tune in for that.
Death Wish looks good. There was this one scene in the trailer where, like, clearly he's on a, you know, killing rampage, and he's sitting down with his therapist, and she's like, "Well, you look good. You know, whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it."
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I love Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
I know
he's great.
I'm of a certain age, so I caught a certain. But who's better than Butch in Pulp Fiction?
Oh no! Oh my God! I have Quentin Tarantino news. His new movie that he's working on, casting and what it's about.
I know there's, you know,
I got some news.
Issues with talking about him in particular because of his big mouth. But that movie, I love Butch.
Yeah,
Butch goes back. Butch doesn't have to go back.
No,
and Butch goes back.
And Butch goes back.
What was the big guy's name?
Well, Ving Rhames, but yeah. What
is his name?
I it's like right on the tip of my tongue.
We're never going to talk
it's not
about
Aloysius.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Right. We're even.
Yeah.
But that was, what a freaking scene.
Oh, it's
that's
awful.
I think about that movie. There's this part, is there, you know, like Butch is trying to get away from this dude, the Ving Rhames guy, and, you know, they're all beat up, and he's just trying all he can do. He's fully consumed with this.
Oh, Marcellus.
Marcellus.
I was.
So Butch is just, I mean, the whole movie is like this great, he's trying to escape, and he's running, and he's getting away, and he's trying to get, and he just takes a wrong turn into the wrong place. And it's like, wow.
Who knew this was going on?
That's what he stumbles upon.
That's a U-turn. He falls into it, catches a foot in a bear trap. Like, that is horrible. Like, how does it go from this one thing that you think is the thing to this other thing? You're like, how can that be the thing? Oh, man, that one visual.
Anyway.
Tarantino.
If you get a chance, everyone, to see Game Night, there's a moment where Rachel McAdams reenacts a great moment from Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
So I think everyone should see Game Night. So funny.
Which moment from Pulp? Is it the one where she gets stabbed in the chest?
No, it's the moment where she holds up the diner.
Oh.
Oh.
Any of you mother.
Fathers.
It's a big word.
It's so, and it's funny because we weren't expecting it. No one was expecting it. And when she did it, the whole movie theater just started to clap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I really think you should see Game Night.
Oh, I want to.
You can just squeeze it into your calendar. You guys seem busy, but.
Yeah. Maybe today, because it's such a miserable day. Won't be doing anything else. We look out the window longingly at the unfinished things in my yard.
It's always funny when you see people overly competitive to win these games.
Well, you can relate.
You can relate to that.
That's why you like it so much.
Yeah, well.
Everybody get up. We're playing badminton. No.
I feel you. I like to win. I'm pretty competitive. It's not even winning. It's playing. I want to play.
Yeah.
Like, I get annoyed when I'm sitting around a table with people and we're playing a card game, and I'm the only one who's like, okay, it's your turn. Okay, it's your turn. And I get it that they're having way more fun than I am. They're talking and laughing, yeah. And I'm just like, we're playing a game here.
Focus.
Yeah, focus on the game.
Yeah, here to win money.
It's not about money. The Ryan Seacrest sexual harassment scandal is not going away. It looks like they're in crisis mode at E. They're talking about maybe pre-setting up a bunch of interviews because a lot of people are saying, my person's not going to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet.
Today's Thursday. Mm-hmm. There's still one day. I believe they're going to yank him.
Yeah.
And I know he's all, you know, he's developed some power position with them, but you can't be on the carpet if no one will talk to you. There's no point.
Well, that's why they're talking about, look, for him, he's such a huge asset, not just for that network, but for ABC. I mean, he is not only the co-host on Ryan and Kelly or
Kelly
whatever,
and Ryan,
Kelly and Ryan, but also American Idol, which is about to, you know,
Ooh,
they just
like
paid $25 million
yeah.
bucks to Katy Perry. Oh, my God. So that they could have her as a judge. Have you been seeing the promos for that? Yeah, I've been seeing a few. I'm like,
what
oh,
I saw the oh, other day boy. Was just a snapshot of the Ryan, Katy, Lionel, and
Luke Bryan.
And the other dude, uh-huh. right. And I looked at it and went, the voice is kicking your ass all over the place. Like, it is so good, and their chemistry is so excellent. And it's not a great singing show, per se, because they're all amateur singers. And that's, I'm there to watch those.
The interaction of those judges and the turning.
And they're great.
It is fun to see if someone's going to turn around
sure.
or not. And, see
and to
families.
See the family members
sure.
freak oh out.
Who's on the voice? So the Oscars are happening on Sunday, and Ryan is, as at this moment, scheduled to be hosting E's red carpet coverage. I guess Juliana Rancic
uh-huh.
is going to be on there, too.
Yeah, she usually does the award show. She's not really working at E. She's more of a contractor at this point.
Well, they're saying, some people have said, we'll go talk to her, but we won't talk to Ryan. And so now it looks like E is trying to pre-set up interviews with super Ryan friendly celebrities like
boys, you mean boys,
well, whoever, I you know, just people mm-hmm. who are like, whatever, you know, I take his side on stuff. You remember Deborah Messing a mm-hmm. few months ago? She was on the red carpet for some award show or other, and she called E out about Kat Sadler
exactly
leaving
yeah.
over pay disparity and mm-hmm. and they do not want any confrontation. They didn't like that, Benny. They weren't into that.
Shocker.
Surprise. Like, and they didn't like it.
Well, they got their pants pulled down right there on
right
the
right there
carpet.
On their red carpet.
On their channel.
In okay. your story, is there anything about Kelly throwing shade on Ryan yesterday morning on their show?
They say that that was probably unintentional.
Oh, I read that it was fully a dig at him hard.
I've read a couple different things where it just seemed like it was and the comment in question is about shoes. She says, you want me to help you put your shoes back on or something, which is super. It's a super coincidence if it isn't shade. So I don't know.
I don't get the shoe thing.
Okay, so the shoe thing is that apparently one of the times he grabbed that woman's head and pushed it into his crotch was when she was doing something on his shoes.
Oh,
so when that comment came up, what's going on there? You want me to get tie your shoes for you?
That's what Kelly said to Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he seemed kind of like...
Well, yeah, because he knew exactly what she was going at, which was this head in the crotch move that he's accused of. Which maybe she was trying to open the door for him to defend himself, or maybe she was trying to take a dig so later she can say, yeah, I take the side with the woman, but I was stuck.
Or just get it out there so we're not ignoring the whole thing.
Because they have not talked about it.
Well, what can they say? They're caught. And if this person is telling the truth, then they've got a real problem on their hands. And even if not,
they do. He has got his fingers in everything.
Blackmailer and she's just trying to get money from him, it's still already done.
The reason the shoe thing came out is because that is where a corroborating witness has stepped forward to say,
right.
Yeah, I saw that happen. The chick's name is Susie Hardy. This is the woman who is making these accusations. She says that he was super inappropriate with her many times, would grind his stuff against her through his underpants. He grabbed her by the hoo-ha one time and also smacked her so hard on the ass that she had a big welt. So
I just watched the shoe thing. It's not. It's nothing. So dumb. Yeah. I don't know
see
how.
See if you can find it. I want to hear it because it, I'm reading 50 different reports on this thing, and every single one of them has their own spin on it. And is it just a bad coincidence that came up, or she's
right.
making a dig?
No, it's people reaching. It's a reaching thing. There's nothing there.
So this coworker says he witnessed Ryan being sexually inappropriate with Susie Hardy. He says more than once Susie was tying Ryan's shoes. Apparently he can't. He's too big a star to tie his own shoes. And he saw Ryan push her head toward his crotch. So yet another of the allegations. They're saying, and actually Jennifer Lawrence was saying she's not sure she's going to talk to him. And I think she's got other problems with E besides Ryan. And I think they might be referring to the pay disparity, the Kat Sadler mm-hmm. thing. But a few people have said, no, I do not plan to. I don't plan to talk to Ryan Seacrest. And others, Jen said, I'm not sure. Not sure if I will or not.
Hmm.
I don't know. And today at 9:15, her movie Red Sparrow will be in the spotlight here.
Thank you so
much. She is naked in it, and there's sex scenes.
A lot. And it's super graphic.
And she has a Russian accent.
Hmm.
Does she?
At times, there should have been a couple takes, but you hear her struggling at times. But the movie's good, but it's just so bloody.
Mm. Will Oprah run for president or not? I thought the door had closed on that. First, there was a little excitement, and then there was some pretty firm words of shutdown. In a new interview with People, she might have opened up the door again. She said that when the Oprah for President buzz started after the Golden Globe speech, she prayed. Do you have some of this audio?
Are you talking about Kathy?
Nope, I'm talking about Oprah, talking about whether or not.
Oh, yeah, I do. But I have the Kelly and Ryan clip for you if you're ready for that.
Yeah, let's go back to that real quick. So this is Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest on the Kelly and Ryan Live mm-hmm. show and this supposed dig that she made on the shoes.
Oh, right.
Buffering. Okay.
So
yeah, I don't
shit.
Know what they, you know. Maybe it was a dig and she's going to be able to point to that and say, no, I knew and I didn't want to say anything. But So Oprah. If God tells her to, she'll run. She's praying. She wants a real clear sign from God. Kathy Lee Gifford is talking about this. Was this interesting?
Not really.
She really wants Oprah to run is what it sounds like.
No, that's what the headline makes it sound like.
Oh, okay. Well, what did she... So here's... Okay, so...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. The headline is, Kathy Lee Gifford, Jesus, Oprah, look for the signs. So there you go. Oprah.
Well, if she gets it out there and you bit.
I did.
So work
I
for
certainly
them.
Did. Yeah.
It's all right.
Connor kind of had something funny on it, though.
It is daunting, you know, to be
it's
in
big
Oprah's
star.
Presence. Yeah. It's true. Three billboards outside
yes.
Ebbing,
thank
Missouri.
You.
Four billboards outside Palm Springs.
Nah. He says thank you like he's part of the film or something.
You're welcome, Homer. And now three billboards calling out Hollywood for propping up sex offenders. The Oscars are Sunday. And a, quote, conservative street artist who calls himself Sabo commandeered three billboards in L.A., calling out Hollywood for only recently speaking out against sexual predators. The billboards say, and the Oscar for biggest pedophile goes to, we all knew and still no arrests. That's a direct reference to the three billboards. And name names on stage or shut the hell up.
Who are they talking about?
I think there's probably several nominees in each of those categories.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that they're just calling out Hollywood in
oh,
general.
Oh, there's no conclusion on
no.
the third billboard
oh, no, no,
so
no.
that we know the
third
answer.
One,
okay.
Yes,
I thought, oh, they're going to say something
just
here.
Like in three billboards, they don't know who the perpetrator
oh,
is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the three billboards trend continues. It's not a bad trend. I kind of
no.
like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more stories about people
three
being
billboards.
People being very creative on billboards.
All right.
Oh, are these?
That's a black screen, buddy.
You are not having good computer luck today.
It's the storm.
Maybe.
Vinny brought his power outage.
It's loose cables.
Oh, and also they look just like the billboards and three billboards.
They're going to get to the third floor in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, they're busy making all the news stations.
They've got this really cool system on another station where you can just like put it on the big screen. One of their 40 big screens.
Right.
You're kidding me.
You guys should go down there today.
I'm going to get a
tour. Maybe you should.
Giving me a
tour. I'm not doing it.
I'm bummed out a little bit.
Susan told me yesterday, she's like, I want you guys to go down there today.
Yeah.
Why?
So we can feel bad about ourselves.
Yeah. So in your face?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at all the great stuff these guys have.
Brand new.
Look at how happy they are.
Smells new. The carpet's new. The chairs are new.
I don't
monitors
I don't
everywhere.
I'm not it's going to look at
so
that.
I'm
nice
getting my tour.
There.
Susan's giving my tour at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy that.
We will.
I got the full-on engineering tour. They
showed I'll bet
me
you did.
All the 8,000
wires. Was Tim nice or mean?
Oh, he was super nice.
Oh.
Tim Jordan.
Tim. That's rare.
He said that he's so tired of installing TVs that he can't watch them anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
He installed, like, so many TVs down there.
So I guess he's done installing those, so there's no hope for us.
Just in time for our studio to not get any good.
Oh, my God.
They're going to go with shortcuts when it comes up here.
I know. Be like, we're just done redoing things. Speaking of redoing things, how do you feel about a 9 to 5 reboot?
I love that movie so much.
Me too. It's one
Looking
of my favorites.
Let me guess. One of the people is Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, I don't have the casting.
Oh, you know,
for the.
Would you like her?
Well,
she'd be great.
She'd be a good comedic part. I just don't.
Her, Kristen Wiig, and
Maya Rudolph or something?
Oh, that's exactly who I couldn't think of her name.
So Bridesmaids all
yeah,
over
Bridesmaids,
again.
Let's put a little Bridesmaids action.
What a way to
make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Use your mind
and never give you credit.
It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
9 to 5% devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. But the boss won't seem to let you.
It's the truth.
That man is out to get me. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling like they need to.
Just a step from the boss man's letter, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
Go, Yuzi.
Let's see.
Oh, you
You're
go,
the same
girl.
Boat with a lot of your friends. Your ship will come in, the tide's gonna turn, it's all gonna roll you away.
Working 9 to 5.
Make a living.
Well, the jury's in. And the 9 to 5 reboot is a great idea, apparently.
I don't think it is.
Why?
I actually, did you like Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, when they rebooted that?
I liked the new one.
You did?
It's okay.
I did. I
you
saw like the, it. I liked
you
it.
You liked the Chris Hemsworth scene.
I did.
But like,
and
I like
the Christina Applegate getting drunk at her old sorority.
Oh,
I like the mud
funny
bath.
Did you like Dumb and Dumber 2?
I did not.
That was
I didn't hate
idea
it though. I didn't.
I hated
I didn't
Dumb
hate
and
it.
Dumber 2.
It just there was no way it could ever live up to the original.
Right.
It was so dumb.
So this reboot would be the three originals, Dolly, Jane, and Lily, would all be back, but they'd be playing the old guard that the new guard turns to. The new girls that are having problems in the office, they go to these three sage older women for advice.
It'll work if they cast the right three new girls.
The producers are trying to get Rashida Jones to write the script. Let's see. The original, in the 1980 original, the ladies dealt with a hostile workplace by kidnapping their boss after he tried to blackmail Dolly
into
sleeping with
him. Dabney Coleman is
yeah
so good yeah in that movie.
Uh-huh.
Who would the bad?
Such
yeah, who would the boss
bag
be?
Oh, John Hamm, probably.
Oh, that would work.
I think he'd be a good. He'd be a
that's
good
a good draw.
And he's in a lot of those. He's in Bridesmaids, too, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Maybe that'll happen. Who knows? Let you know if it does. I'll let you know if I see a story about it.
Would right Anthony Hopkins be too much? Would he be too over
I
the
think
top?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's the least important casting.
Eating somebody's kidney
girls
with fava beans and a Chianti is a little much.
Yeah.
Is it?
Someone says Will Ferrell for the Dabney Coleman role.
That's too funny, right?
Yeah, he's too. I agree. He's a little too charming and hilarious.
What about The bad guy from the last James Bond movie. Not Benicio Del Toro, but the guy married to Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
What's his name?
I'm looking right at his
Javier.
Face.
Javier.
Right? Javier Bardem.
Would he be good?
Yeah, he'd be good.
Too much?
I don't know.
All right.
My vote's John Hamm. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Quality of life study by state. We'll see how California did.
Not good. Wasn't good at
That's,
all.
It's ridiculous.
Bad. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. And here's even more. Oh, this part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. Rocking and patting your baby while singing a song is not only soothing, it exposes your little one to math through rhythmic patterns.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio Alice. You know what I'd like? There we are.
Making faces at you.
And here's what's happening. So I'll begin with this California story I've teased you with a couple times already this morning, which is... U.S. News and World Report just released its second annual list of best states to live in, and they ranked them by looking at a bunch of different stats. But some of the stuff they measure is healthcare, education, economy, opportunity, infrastructure, crime, fiscal stability, and quality of life.
Okay.
California came in at number 50
for
quality of life. Number 50. And we know what some of those things are. The homeless problem is for real.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic problems are unbearable.
Yeah.
There's no question. The tax.
Oh, boy, the taxes are just crushing.
And what's really trippy, if you spend any time reading the paper, even though we're so heavily taxed, I just read in the Santa Cruz Sentinel, they're like, we need to raise the taxes here in the city. We're going to be coming up way short. And you just go, how... in the hell.
How is it possible?
Can you justify raising taxes?
Yeah.
There's already, it's...
We might be the most expensive tax state.
Right. I think, well, maybe New York.
Maybe.
But anyway, those are some of the factors that are included. And so that's how you get Iowa as the best state overall to live in. Minnesota comes in second, Utah, North Dakota...
Yeah, I have no interest in living in any
right.
of those places.
Massachusetts is high on the list right after Nebraska.
I'm surprised.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, that's 1, 8, Massachusetts. Oh, I could have counted backwards. Oh, well.
But Iowa's the best, huh?
Iowa, number one, everybody.
Yeah. Alrighty.
And Nebraska's just jumped into the top 10.
Well, I suppose if you average everything out, maybe Iowa... is an average.
I drove through Nebraska once, and actually Iowa too. The people seemed friendly.
No, Midwest is very friendly. If as long
Seems
as you're
nice enough.
I don't want to say too much.
What? Why don't you want to say too much?
Because I never experienced racism like I did in the Midwest.
In the Midwest.
Oh, I was very surprised by it, and not just surprised by it, but surprised because they made the assumption that that was how I felt too.
I heard some stuff in South Carolina.
Yeah, I've never spent much time in South Carolina, so I can't speak to that. But there's a church on every corner, and you'd think these people would be good, solid Christians. Love everyone. All God's creations. Oh, man, I think of some of the things I heard. Oh,
California comes in at number 4 if you just want to look at economy and jobs. Colorado, first place in that.
Oh, just
category.
Economy and jobs.
Uh-huh.
Like, those were opportunities and...
Yeah, some of the stories I've read about the exodus from California. People are on the run. They want to get away from the drought and the blah, blah. Colorado seems to be...
the place to go.
Incoming! Get ready. For those of you who loved your quality of life, it's going to change because people are running your direction. We did this story yesterday. Dick's Sporting Goods has raised the minimum age by which you can buy a gun at their stores. And now Walmart has jumped in and followed suit. Mm. And it looks like the state of California may raise its age limit.
Oh, great. So just cross the board in California.
Well, we'll see.
We spent some time on the Dick's website yesterday. They banned assault. They do not sell assault rifles. And there was a whole list of things that the guy was saying. I just don't feel good about it. I'm not going to sell them, like the multi-clips and like all this high intent. You know, the people murdering machines. He's not going to sell those anymore. So we decided to let our dollars speak for us, vote with our dollars, and we bought some... Hooman, you weren't there. I did get you a sweatshirt. Don't worry.
You got the puffy, though?
I didn't. You know what? I think maybe a lot of people jumped on the site yesterday to show them their support because they were out of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But every time we'd like something.
What do we get?
I got you guys all fleecy pullovers, and Yuzi and I got like a little kind of a puffy bomber jacket.
Oh, good. Another puffy jacket.
Yeah. It's a cute one.
I would have liked it.
But I felt good about that. I just thought this is what we should do.
Well, that's how you show people you like what they've done.
Right. So I would say, please, if you like that Dick's is not selling assault rifles anymore, support them.
Walmart has just raised their age as well. So
but not banned support. You know, they're not getting rid of the rifles, the assault rifles.
Walmart isn't.
No. But that's, you know, look.
What's Walmart, 21?
They've raised the age.
To 21.
21.
Yeah.
That's good.
This was an interesting list. The way they write it up is there's a fine line between dirty talk and someone saying something so terrible that you run away naked.
Yes, so, it is a fine line.
Is it?
Because you got to push that line. Otherwise, it's not all that exciting. You got to get close to being too dirty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you know this from your experience.
Well, if you can break the moment by saying something that's so dirty or that the other person just laughs. And then it's like, oh, oops, let's start over.
So would you, I happen to know because you've said some stuff to us, just in the course of doing our shows, most specifically The Secret Show,
right.
That you seem to be pretty good at it.
I love dirty talk, yes.
That you say some stuff where I'm even like, holy smokes, Clarky.
Well, I like hearing it too. Like, it's nice. It's
hot.
That's
what I'm wondering. So have you, because John seems pretty reserved. When you meet your husband, he's fairly quiet.
Yeah.
I've known him for many years, so we get a good handshake, maybe a hug, and what's up, but he still is pretty reserved. You get that a whole other side of him? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we are just ding-dongs together. It's, you know.
So he lets it fly.
He does.
Has he ever stopped you from
enjoying
yourself?
Yeah, he has said some stuff
that
we just start laughing and like, let's walk that back. That's not going to happen.
The number one thing, as people say here, that they've heard during sex that's just not okay is saying the wrong name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Have you done
it
that?
It happens, yeah.
I've done that. Yeah, and it was so awful, and I was so bummed.
Everything just freezes for a second, and then everyone's like,
oh, I flinched.
Can I get by this?
I was fortunate because he laughed. And I was like, yeah, sorry about that. Well, both their names started with J, so.
What were the names? What and what?
His name was Jim, and I called him John.
Oh.
Because I was seeing both of them at the time.
That's close.
Yeah.
This is
not close
Johnny
enough.
V? Were you seeing Johnny V at the time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, we guess you ended up with the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I Need to Poop is on the list.
Oh.
Of things that
you gotta let people know. I mean,
no, you don't.
How about what
you
Hulk do. Hogan said?
Feel like a fat pig.
Is that a turn off?
Like it's a little bit of a turn off. It's like, why are we even doing this? Sometimes I'll just, you know, things will. just say I'm feeling a little too full to do stuff.
I'm bloated.
Survey asked people to share the worst thing someone's ever said to them during sex, saying the wrong name, which I'd agree with.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get past.
There isn't. I think I'm more injured by having done it to her than she probably was. It was just such a
What were the names? What were the names?
I don't want to say the names.
Were they close?
Was it
Brandy? No.
Darcy and Brandy?
So one was like Brandy and the other one was like Yuzette?
No, one, I'll tell it to you this way. The person that I was with here for a long time was the name I said. And it was the first person I got with after having not done it for a while.
Yeah.
No.
Say the
That's fair.
Say the second person's name.
And it was, you know what it was? It was like I finally was letting my guard down, you know what I mean? And and starting to enjoy myself, and it was good, and we were having fun, and then I said that and just went, and there's no.
It had been years.
It had been years.
Did she hear you?
Of course she heard him.
Yeah. Maybe she was thinking about something. Maybe she was thinking about
somebody
else.
And then I went like this.
Did she make eye contact with you?
No, because there was no way to do that. But
without hurting her neck.
Yeah, it was just awful. It was just no good.
Did you stop the motion at that moment?
I did, well, yeah, I froze for a second.
And did she froze?
And I swear, even to this day, I think maybe she didn't.
Yeah, maybe she didn't. Did she freeze?
Yeah, she froze.
Oh, everyone froze?
She heard it. There's no... But this is the weird thing is it's cool that you guys sort of acknowledged it and moved on. Yeah. It was just the unspoken thing that happened that...
Yeah, ruined everything.
Yeah, that ruined... Well, there wasn't going to be a thing.
There's no more everything
but
anymore.
It was still a nice moment that I didn't want that to happen in.
Say my name.
Did you do this
it's
with
not my
your...
name, not my name.
Brandy.
It's not Brandy.
My name's
guys.
Not Brandy.
It's not.
Can I just call you Brandy?
Did you do this with your ex? Is another thing that someone said.
Oh. Yeah, to get a question about an ex, any kind of question while you're in the middle of doing it with someone is it's like so you're so insecure you're asking me about my ex right now.
Yeah.
I'm putting out for you.
Bad timing.
Oh, it's the worst timing. I told you the story of the girl who said, "Can I ask you something?"
When you guys are doing it.
No, I was just about
you're at the door, knocking at the door.
I had put on
protection.
Condom.
Yeah.
And it was just about to go down.
What'd she say?
And she said, "Can I ask you a question?" And I was like, "Anything." You know, I mean, what was I going to say?
I would have been like, "In 5 minutes." But right now.
Can it wait?
As I'm walking out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly
call
what
me,
I
text
said,
me,
but
text
I'm,
me.
I'm pretty sure I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. And she said, "Are you still in love with Karen?" And I was just like, oh, why the hell? What the hell? Why are you asking me that?
Why didn't you just say no? Keep going. No. Boinky, boinky, boinky.
I don't know.
You're so dumb.
I guess I wasn't ready, Paul. I admit I'm not a great actor.
In other words, he was in love with Karen.
Well, no,
Stone.
I don't think I was. Well, I don't know what I was, but it totally stopped me from the moment, and I was just like, hold on. Get that off. This clearly isn't happening. What's the question now? Yeah,
depends
it's a mood killer.
On this evening.
You remind me of my dad's on the list.
Gross.
Have you said that to anybody?
No. And not only that, you remind me of my daughter is also not a good one, Donald.
Remind me of my dad. Oh.
We know at least two people that he said that to specifically. The Playboy chick and Stormy Daniels.
Mm. Hey, you remind me of my daughter.
Really?
And he's also said on TV in front of a live studio audience, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd totally be dating her.
That's right.
I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but would she be dating you? The answer's no.
Oh, all right.
The answer's
sorry.
No. Although, didn't Ivanka Trump date Quincy Jones?
Supposedly they went out to dinner.
You know what's so funny? Have you seen the story where he apologizes for all the crap he said?
Yeah. His family had
an
intervention.
Does it matter? I mean, at his age, I'm glad he's saying whatever he wants. Should he? No. But I'm like, don't apologize for it.
Oh, so you did see the story?
No, I didn't.
He's come out to say, like, listen, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have.
Well, I don't know why he would bother.
Because his family told him to.
Yeah, because he hurt a lot of people by spilling a bunch of crap that wasn't necessary.
Isn't the main one the kids of Richard Pryor? Like, his wife was saying, yeah, he was not secretive about his, you know, he had a wavering sexuality or whatever he had. He was into everybody.
Right.
And the kids are all like, no, he wasn't. It wasn't. What are you making stuff up for?
Right. I don't know all this stuff, but I know that he tried to walk all that back.
Yeah. Well, too late.
Right.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
How about a fast fact?
Okay. We love those.
The Disney Pixar movie, The Incredibles, seems kind of futuristic, but it's actually set in 1962.
Huh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It does seem like the haircuts are 60s, and also the furniture.
I never
saw it.
Very, the decor.
Oh, you never saw
very
it?
Very mid-century modern.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that's one of the best ones.
Excellent.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Up until 2016, New Mexico had a law that banned idiots from voting.
Oh.
The law was from 1910, and when the word idiot described a person with an IQ below 30.
Oh.
So it was actually a reference to someone who
was an idiot.
It's kind of a mean way to say it.
It's not the most politically correct way to term someone who was born
idiot
deficient.
Right. So the village idiot would just be the block his way into the voting booth, huh?
Well, he couldn't find his way there, so.
Yeah. It's interesting. That is very interesting. That's a good fast fact. I have other thoughts on it, but I'm just going to keep to myself.
Mashalagnia is a sexual fetish where you're attracted to armpits.
Mashalagnia. I'll figure out how to pronounce it, Brent.
Mashalagnia. Mashalagnia.
With an S-H?
Yes. No, it's a S-C-H, and then it's G-N-I-A at the end. Mashalagnia. Is that Anya?
Okay. I don't know. But so there are...
Armpits.
I have heard about that.
I told you, I like that. When a lady's posed and bent her knee, they call it a hip brow.
Thigh brow.
What am I into that for? I don't know, but I like it.
That's a thing lately. Oh, Maskalagnia.
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 I got two of them.
Maskalagnia.
I never met anybody who likes that. Have you?
No.
But there are people who want to, any crease they want to try out. You know, how does that feel?
Yeah, what kind of pronunciation?
Why are you nodding your head yes?
I'm like, yeah, sure, people have fetishes. Sure. I don't know. I was thinking, elbow. Yeah, the back knee, your elbow.
Any joint, any place where you can get a little friction going.
So are you saying that's happened to you?
Back of the knee? Me and John have tried everything.
Back of the knee?
Sure, back of the knee, crook of the elbow, underneath the shoulder.
Crook of the elbow?
Sure.
You've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Get in here. I'll crack that like a nut.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Really?
Yeah. I've been with that dude for 30 years. I mean, we have gone to places that...
No,
people have. I'm sure people have gone there. Believe me, I've seen the internet. But we, you know...
Maybe
you,
I've
you
never
go
been
once,
with anybody
never...
long enough, but I've never said, you bend your arm for a second? Well, but I'm always thinking about the one area that I'd really like to go to.
So try some other areas.
You ever have that?
No.
Elbow?
No.
Knee?
No.
You?
I've only done... legs. Like legs closed.
Oh, just in between.
Yeah, just because it's already there and it's kind of warming you up.
Gross. Aye, aye, aye. All right, let's move on. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Jesus. I'm looking at my top story thinking, I don't even want to do that one. I'm going to talk about some couples, the breakups, the back togethers, and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.